time now for your comments. Morning Edition's coverage of the September 11th anniversary and the week leading up to it brought all kinds of comments, good, bad, and just plain vexed. Passions ran high and views ranged widely. Steve Brott of Lawrence, Kansas, titled his email, "Stick a Fork in It, It's Done." And he sent his message on September 10th after hearing a report about how victims' families wanted more quiet and less media spotlight. He writes, "How on earth can you run a story covering the damage that your own coverage is doing to some of the true victims of the day without feeling some sense of the absurdity of the overkill?" Brott promised not to be listening on September 11th. Alex Chadwick's report on air travel over the last year drew a lot of listener mail, especially about the anxious pilot with a major airline who's worried about future hijackings. The pilot spoke on the condition that he not be named and his voice altered. Here's Denise Sumbaty of Dearborn, Michigan.
I must say that the secret pilot certainly seems to be a candidate for intense therapy. I hope I never meet him, especially on an airplane.
Charles Mason of Laurel, Delaware says, "I can only hope the pilot Mr. Chadwick interviewed will be my pilot." Philadelphia listener Deborah Sampson's husband is a commercial pilot who saw the towers burn as he was landing a jet in New York last September 11th. Sampson was thankful to hear a pilot voice the same fears she's heard from her husband and his fellow pilots. And she writes, "Few call them heroes or acknowledge their experiences and feelings. Well, my husband is a hero to me. Like the pilot you interviewed, he's a fine pilot and a person of integrity, courage, and character who privately acknowledges his fears, yet continues to do his job." Marianne Jaffe of Jacksonville, Florida, had this appreciation for Renee Montaigne's report on the Pentagon reconstruction.
"I'm so grateful to her for covering what I have believed is the more quiet, less noted side of this tragedy, this one building being overshadowed for a year by two taller buildings. Thank you."
Bob Crowley of Apex, North Carolina, was not so appreciative of the sampling of September 11th poetry from New York writers. "Poetry? What are you people thinking? This is not a day for the mendacious whining of a group of semi-talented incompetents." Yet Lena Palmer of Carroll, Michigan, felt differently. She says, "I wanted to thank you for your non-sensational, thoughtful programming. I desperately needed to hear reflective tones, poetry, and musical interpretation rather than to relive the trauma." Debbie Tornabene of Wenatchee, Washington, poses a question that provides a welcome excuse for music. She writes, "Please tell me what Yo-Yo Ma was playing as former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani read the names of the dead at the World Trade Center." Okay, he played the Sarabande to Bach's C minor cello suite. Send your messages to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.